OpenAI is facing an unprecedented crisis. Nearly all of its employees, including top executives, have threatened to quit following the dismissal of co-founder Sam Altman. The employees, dissatisfied with current board members, have demanded the board's resignation and Altman's reinstatement, with Microsoft Corp offering positions to all OpenAI staff. The situation escalated after OpenAI's boards ignored investors and executive pleas to bring Altman back, instead appointing former Twitch CEO Emmett Shear as the new leader. The turmoil within OpenAI, known for launching ChatGPT, raises concerns about the balance between responsible AI development and the need for significant investment. The board's actions have caused rifts over strategy and contention with Altman's entrepreneur ambitions, including his plans to raise funds for an AI chip startup. The future of OpenAI and its valuation, once posted at $86 billion, now hangs in the balance. That and many, many more stories tonight. You're listening to Geek News Central, episode 1707, coming to you this Monday, November 20th. I'm your host, the one and only Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsors at GoDaddy.com, powering our geeky adventures. Grab their jaw-dropping deals at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And hey, to all of our listeners, you're the real MVPs. Back us up at Geek News Central, geeknewscentral.com/insider, by becoming a GNC insider. Feeling the buzz? Well, tonight we're not live and lit, but you can get really cool new features from podcastapps.com. It's a whole host of new apps over there. Join the value for value movement just by hopping onto a fresh podcasting app. To all amazing listeners out there, a big virtual hug. Dive into our digital hub at geeknewscentral.com. Get on board and don't forget to follow or subscribe via your favorite podcasting app. You can slide into the chat room at geeknews.chat. We've got that social interact integration going on. And you have feedback? Email me at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or catch me at X at geeknews. Don't forget, check out our partner shows, all linked to geeknewscentral.com, and a massive salute to GoDaddy, the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and we want to thank them for their ongoing support. Remind you to get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, where savings begin. Grab that brand-new domain name for just a penny. A penny gets you started today, again, where savings begin, or $1.99 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, $1.99 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or $2.99 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. You can always get a free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. All my deals can be found and locked in at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Hey everyone, how you doing? Hope everyone's doing well. I'm testing this brand new setup. I'm on the road. I'm in an echoey room, and I've got the mic condenser cover. So I hope that the echo isn't too bad. You definitely want to give me feedback on that, and we appreciate it when you do. But got a full lineup of shows tonight for you. Kirk did a great job, but boy, oh boy, I've been following ever since Friday the chaos, the absolute insane chaos that has been basically happened in OpenAI. It has dominated every tech sector news really for the past 3 days or 4 days. And master move by Microsoft. Well, let me start the events. I'll say Friday, the board of directors at OpenAI fired Sam Altman, and his co-founder, which was part of the board, but was going to be removed from the board, Greg Brockman, resigned. And then there was back and forth discussion about maybe him coming back, and there was just complete chaos over the weekend until Microsoft dropped the bomb Sunday night, by basically saying, hey, Sam and co-founder Greg Brockman are joining Microsoft in a brand new AI division. They're going to lead that. And master chess move by Microsoft. So he says, we're extremely excited to share the news that Sam and Greg, together with colleagues, aka could be the whole OpenAI team, will be joining Microsoft to lead a new advanced AI research team. We look forward to moving quickly to provide them with the resources needed for success. Now, this is big. This just turned into absolute chaos. And now there's an open letter that has been signed by 700 of the employees at OpenAI that basically said, unless the board resigns and brings, and basically Sam comes back, we're leaving. There's 770 employees at OpenAI. And really what this boils down to was two mindsets and also the structure of how OpenAI was set up. OpenAI was set up really with a as an LLC, but at the same time using some financial processing to say that, hey, we're going to cap profits at 5%. And at the same time, it was originally not supposed to be this big commercial business, and then it's kind of turned into that with the introduction of ChatGPT 3.5. So there's a lot of stories out there that can explain it a lot better than I can, but really what it boiled down to, in my opinion, was a board of directors that really did not want to go the full commercialization route, chasing, you know, profits as compared to doing pure research and methodology and mindology and what's being released and what had been released and people scared that we're going too fast, and just a whole host of other things that really there was a divide within the company. And I was reading yesterday one of the articles, it really just said there's been this huge rift for a while between specifically the board of directors and Sam. So there's just, it's just at this point, it's an absolute, it's absolute craziness. And now if you think about it, Google, Microsoft, and all these other companies, these investors out there have pumped billions of dollars into this business. And now you have a situation where all under Sam's leadership, trusted under Sam's leadership, and you have chaos. Because they say, hey, the person that was in charge of all this, it's, you know, taking care of our money and moving things forward. You know, they're like, what are you doing? Now, Sam Altman's move to Microsoft may not be a done deal. Now, here's what I think. There's some gamesmanship that's went in by Microsoft. And Microsoft is just playing their cards here. And said, okay, you don't want to play ball. We've got jobs for all the OpenAI employees. And at the same time, the employees are saying, reinstate Sam. And if you don't, we're out and you must resign from the board. So Ayla Sutzker and over 700, again, signed this form saying they may quit. And now what's interesting is Ayla, which is a man, he was on the board of directors and was part of the coup to remove Sam Altman. So he's come out and said, I deeply regret my participation in the board's action. I never intended to harm OpenAI and will try to reunite the company. Now, even more crazy what's going on is they were about ready to do a stock spin. So all these employees were going to, you know, basically their stock was going to be made good. And a lot of people were going to be rich. Well, that's all off the table at this point. This OpenAI's wild weekend is crazy. And people are saying that OpenAI has not explained why Altman was fired so abruptly. And Satya Nadella definitely says for Microsoft, it's very clear something has to change around governance of an open AI, no matter where Sam Altman ends up. And again, there's just a whole bunch of stories on this that talks about OpenAI's for-profit work going to Microsoft, staff exits, motivations, and all this stuff that's happening here. So, you know, Mark Benioff from Salesforce says he'll match compensation to any researcher who quits OpenAI and comes to Salesforce. So I saw a Twitter post all over the place. And what's even more crazy is OpenAI's board approached Anthropic about a potential merger as part of an effort to persuade them to replace Sam Altman. So it's just, it's crazy that what's going on here. And I just think it's absolutely wild what's happened over the weekend. And the saga is going to continue here throughout the week. We'll see how this plays out. But OpenAI, at this point, in my opinion, is screwed unless Sam comes back. I don't know. We'll see. Meanwhile, Elon Musk did a big lawsuit. He filed a defamation lawsuit against Media Matters, claiming it knowingly and maliciously misrepresented the amount of anti-Semitic content on the platform, causing Twitter to lose a bunch of money, or X to lose a bunch of money. So he's going after them in a big, big way. And we'll see what happens with this. So lots of hot and heavy stuff over the last few days here. Exciting, exciting weekend. Now, YouTube's new AI is cranking out music using voices from real singers. It's called Google's DeepMind. New Lyra model can create music with instrumentals and vocals in a variety of genres, and it can maintain the complexity of rhythms, melodies, and vocals over long passages. DeepMind is also using SynthID to tag AI-generated audio in a way that is inaudible to humans, and thus watermarking can be used to track the origin of AI-generated music for misuse. So there's some links to some samples of some of that music in the show notes. The United States has announced $70 million cybersecurity boost for rural municipal utilities. The DOE has announced this fund as part of an opportunity to allow small municipalities to basically get their systems secured. And again, it's from the Office of Cybersecurity, Energy Security, and Emergency Response, CESER, and the Rural Municipal Utility Cybersecurity Program. So we'll see. We'll see how many rural communities take advantage of this and make their systems more secure. Yamaha has confirmed a data breach following a ransomware attack. The personal information of employees was stolen in a ransomware attack targeting a Philippine subsidiary of Yamaha Motor. Yamaha Motor says the server was accessed without authorization by a third party and hit by a ransomware attack and partial leakage of employees' personal information stored by the company, which was confirmed. Yamaha says immediately set up a countermeasures team, took steps to prevent further damage, and launched an investigation into the incident. So we'll see where this goes with Yamaha. Morgan Stanley's been fined $6.5 million for exposing customer information. Negligent internal data security practices, the investment bank and financial service company exposed the personal information of millions of customers, according to the Florida Attorney General. So they've agreed to a $6.5 million fine just from the state of Florida alone. So good on them for going after Morgan Stanley on this. In an article that may be a little bit political, a NASA astronaut has seen her parents' birth country from space. She says, "This may be the closest I will ever get." NASA's Jasmine Moghebeli recently saw Iran from the International Space Station. Her parents fled the country in 1979, and she's been unable to visit during her lifetime. So basically, they're showing a picture of Iran in the in the photograph from space.com. So a little bit of a political spin there for sure. Amazon's going to cut jobs at the Alexa unit to sharpen focus on generative AI. So they confirmed Monday that it's planning to lay off several hundred workers. And as part of its shift to focus on AGI, and the company's efforts on developing AGI systems as a result of release of new offerings and like tools that were rolled out in September to generate copy listings and so forth like that. So definitely moves afoot at Amazon. The shiny new object in the sky is AI. Tech CEOs are set to testify at a Senate online child sexual exploitation hearing in December. The CEOs X, Discord, and Snap have been subpoenaed, while Mark Zuckerberg and TikTok's Shou Zi Chu may testify voluntarily. So they've actually had to subpoena them, three of them. That's interesting. So we'll see what this when this happens on December 6th. I think that's a Tuesday. So I'm sure that'll be televised in all its glory and nastiness combined. This is really crazy. A former InfoSec COO has pled guilty to attacking a hospital to drum up business. Atlanta tech company former CEO has pled guilty to a 2018 incident in which he deliberately launched online attacks on two hospitals, later citing the incident in sales pitches. Under plea deal, Vika Singhala, a former business leader at network security vendor Serolytics, a provider to healthcare institutions, among others, admitted he rendered the ASCOM phone system of Gwinnett Medical Center inoperable. More than 200 phones were taken offline, and data was stolen as well. And he put a Twitter account up and basically impersonated someone, publicizing incident. He didn't think he was going to get caught. He may not get any prison. He pled guilty to one count of intentional damage to a protected computer system. He faces a max of 10 years, though he may not ever see the inside of a cell. The court has recommended instead sentence him to 57 months of house detention due to his suffering extraordinary, rare, and incurable form of cancer. So, but he does have to pay restitutions of $817,000. What a way to generate a business. Interesting. Over in Business Insider, a Harvard professor said balls found in the ocean might be alien tech, but a new theory points to industrial waste instead. This Harvard professor discovered the mysterious metal, rich spherules, at the bottom of the ocean, and it was done during dredging. But when they've looked at this much, much closer, they said it has the chemical composition of coal ash, a waste product left behind by the combustion of coal in power plants and steam engines. So he was able to reference these chemicals directly in a, basically chemical database. So maybe not from outer space after all. CoinDesk has been bought by crypto exchange Bullish. So CoinDesk acquisition won't affect the crypto news outlet's existing management team. So this is just a pure purchase. I don't know how much money who bought this. It was bought by former New York Stock Exchange president Tom Farley, purchased the entire site in an undisclosed all-cash deal. Don't think you make money if working at the New York Stock Exchange? Holy cow. So he paid all cash for that. Well, we will see what happens with CoinDesk. Meanwhile, PBS Food brings its free streaming channel to Amazon and Roku. And PBS isn't synonymous with advertising, but it's also not ignoring the ridiculous large space that's free ad-supported television. Today, as PBS Food is available on Amazon, Freeze, Plex, and Roku, for those of you that are a PBS Food fan. The EU Commission has objected to Adobe's $20 billion Figma acquisition, and they've published a statement of objections outlining the ways in which the deal could potentially reduce competition. And it's part of an ongoing investigation launched after Adobe announced its intention to buy Figma. Basically, they've laid out that Figma was a clear market leader for interactive product design tools, and taking them off the market is definitely lowers the amount of competition out there. So again, that acquisition continues to be battled in multiple places. Of course, Kyle Vogt, the CEO of Cruise, has resigned, and the automaker faces a tough question. Should it burn through billions of dollars to prepare for a future that may never come? So with the resignation of Kyle Vogt, what's going to happen now? And this is from an incident in which a hit-and-run victim became pinned under a Cruise vehicle and was dragged 20 feet to the side of the road. Of course, the California Department of Motor Vehicles suspended Cruise's permit to operate driverless cars in the state. And of course, the company stopped driverless operations nationwide. And so we will see what happens with the resignations. Also, may not be over there, but what's going to happen with this company? Lots of money been put in by GM and other companies. But GM has also tried to, spread a little distance between itself and Cruise as well. So is this the end? I don't know. Amazon's offering free courses on generative AI. And this is interesting. They're offering these courses with an aim to extend critical skills to adults and young learners everywhere. The company initiatives called AI Ready is an extension of current AWS-based AI skills training, but now includes 8 free courses that cover AI project management development. Amazon says 21 million people have already trained on AWS cloud computing skills. It hopes 2 million will use its AI courses by 2025. I can tell you, those Amazon courses are great. My employees use those, getting certifications. It's a great way to advance your skill set. According to an Oxford study, AI hallucinations pose a direct threat to science. The scientific community shouldn't use LLMs as source of knowledge. Well, I think we kind of know this. We have to be careful right now. We have to validate anything that comes out of a language model. We need to make sure that, you're cross-checking. It's just like those lawyers, that had those briefs written by an AI. It turned out that they were not even real, not even true case law at all. A little cyber news. Senior Ukrainian cybersecurity officials have been sacked amid corruption probe. And this should not come as a surprise. Ukraine's full of corruption. And what did this guy do? Yuri Shikala, the head of the state's services of special communications information, were fired. The cabinet official, why was he fired? An investigation into allegations of procurement fraud. So anyway, a little cyber news coming out of Ukraine. Microsoft is dialing back Bing after users managed to recreate a Disney logo in a fake AI-generated image. So people on social media began sharing their AI-generated creations of dogs as Disney characters mimicking its film posters online. The trend may have caught the attention of the entertainment behemoth, leading Microsoft to temporarily block the word Disney in people's prompts, according to Financial Times. And the ban has been since lifted, but Bing reportedly doesn't recreate Disney wording or logos anymore. So the example is pretty interesting that was in the linked show notes available to you. This stuff is going to continue to pop up. Hey, how about that SpaceX launch? Oh my goodness. Starship, hey, even though the flight only lasted 8 minutes, it was pretty spectacular. This behemoth is unbelievable. In size and what it can do. But SpaceX also had a Falcon 9 launch and put 22 more Starlink antennas up out of California. Over in, this is an interesting article. There's an article that says, guidelines for naming a planet's surface, in other words, surface characteristics, are biased towards men. Academic claims as research finds just 2% of craters on Mars are named after women. So, what are the guidelines? The guidelines for naming planet surface features not inclusive enough and are biased towards men, according to this report. In an open letter in the Journal of Natural Astronomy, Annie Lennox, a doctoral research at the Open University, said male bias culture of naming planetary features inherently disadvantaged women and marginalized groups. So we'll probably start naming surfaces and stuff now like we do hurricanes in a random order. NASA is testing tested a record-breaking laser communicator on the Psyche spacecraft. So this is pretty cool. The NASA Psyche spacecraft, which is en route to an asteroid of the same name, which will arrive in 2028, NASA has used this satellite to test a new tech that could change how it communicates with spacecraft. The Deep Space Orbital Communication Experiment was successfully beamed data to and from Earth with a laser, setting a record for the farthest ever example of optical, let me see if I can say that again, optical communications. All of NASA's deep space missions remain in contact with Earth via the deep space network, but this is a new test. And again, it's currently out beyond the moon's orbit, 20 light minutes away, or light seconds, excuse me, not minutes, 20 light seconds away. And they basically were able to do two-way communication via laser. And there's a cool YouTube video talking about the technology and how they did it. All right. Residia ransomware gang attacked the British Library. The Residia ransomware says it's behind the highly disruptive October cyber attack. A low-res image shared to its leak site appears to show a handful of passport scans along with other documents, some which displayed the format of HMRC employment documents. They started an auction for the stolen day with deadline for bids ending just before 0800 UTC on November 27th. The bidding is started at $20 or 20 Bitcoin, roughly $745,000. So the British Library has not commented on the attack or the outage yet, but they did have a major IT outage, which was confirmed. Tinder has redesigned profile pages with prompts, info tags, and a quiz. So it's revamping its profile pages, make them more informative and create easier starting points for conversations. And so if you're a Tinder user, be aware your profile is about to change. The Royal Navy's flew the first Mojave drone from the aircraft carrier. This drone aircraft has been operated from British aircraft carriers for the first time, indicating how the Royal Navy intends to expand its air power beyond the meager number of F-35 it currently has. The Mojave aircraft took off and landed back on the HMS Prince of Wales last week off the eastern coast of the United States, part of the Predator series family of fixed-wing drones built by General Atomics and much larger and more capable than other drones the Royal Navy has operated up until now. It's also said to be the first time any Navy other than that of America has been able to fly such an unmanned aircraft from one of their ships. So this is the first, so congratulations to them. So Black Friday shopping is apparently changing. The annual shopping frenzy of Black Friday is fast approaching. AI is supposed to play an even greater role, transforming the shopping experience, according to a recent survey. Shopify says 69% of shoppers expect AI to make it easier to discover new brands and products, while 74% believe it will help find them the best deals. What are they using? Are they using a tool to find the best deal? Let me see. I'm looking through this article. I don't see that they're talking about any specific tool they're using. But if you run into one, let me know, geeknews@gmail.com. Let's see here, what else have I got for you? Oh, that brings me to the end. Brings me into the show. Wow, that was quick. Got through that content fast. Definitely gets, it's faster to get through the show when we are not doing video and all the other stuff that goes along with it. I hope you enjoyed today's show, everyone. And of course, there's going to be no show on Thanksgiving. I hope everyone enjoys their holiday. I hope they have a great one. It's been my pleasure to bring you the podcast today. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. @geeknews on Twitter. Don't forget about our sponsors, GoDaddy. And of course, consider becoming an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. We'll see you all back here a week from today for another edition. Again, have a great holiday with family and friends. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone in the United States. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.